The following podcast contains potentially disturbing details of violent crimes. Listener discretion is advised.
64-year-old outreach worker Carl Reinboth volunteered with Somerset West Community Health Center up until the day he was murdered. His killer? A promising 20-year-old athlete. How could something so senseless happen? And why in Ottawa? On the morning of Friday, April 23rd, Carl was volunteering as usual. But at the drop of a hat, a promising 20-year-old prospective athlete stabbed him. Once Carl had been assaulted, the young man proceeded to a corner store where he also attempted to kill a second man. This gentleman was in his 80s. Little Chinatown may never be the same. So far, the prospective charges being laid are second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and attempted murder. But that's the what, the where, and the who. What we're looking for is the why. With me today is a former social worker and orderly at the Royal Ottawa Hospital. For security and confidentiality purposes, his name has been changed to John. So, John, over all of your years working in different outreach-related jobs and opportunities, what has this meant to you? When you heard that someone had been killed doing the same variety of work as you've done, where did that hit for you?
I'd just like to say that I'm very sorry about that gentleman having lost his life. And, you know, probably helping someone or having intervened at the wrong time. May he rest in peace and his family seek and receive peace. A lot of people think that, you know, these people need to be put on a separate island than everybody else. But you know what? The truth of the matter is, it's like a lot of people suffer from mental health issues and some kind of disability of some kind. And, or lack of education, lack of housing, you know, all those things are quite related. And there comes a point where, you know, society's demands and rules and, you know, how you're supposed to behave, if it's not perceived as, you know, perfect, you know, you got your stuff together, that you should fear people. And, you know, having worked in the field for several years, there's an element of that, but it's a very small element. You know, mainly a lot of people recognize, you know, whether you have a health issue or not, that you're trying to help them. And they appreciate that help. And sometimes it's just listening to them. And on the other hand, if somebody's having a really off day, you know, they haven't taken their meds, or you don't know what happened like 10 minutes ago or what's going on in that person's life, and they decided, you know, I'm going to lose it. So those things do happen.
What I'm hearing is, for every negative incident that we hear reported in the news about someone getting hurt, there's probably about 20, 50 incidents where, you know, someone hasn't lashed out, where someone has actually been able to reach out and ask for that help, because a lot of people are looking for it, they just don't know where to find it.
That's right, and that's another, you know, job that we do, is to refer people to the resources available in the community. You know, you're not going to hear somebody having turned their entire life around or taking baby steps in the news. You know, you're going to hear about the person that just lost it, and that's news. It's harder hitting, and I mean, the odd time you'll hear on community TV that, you know, this person's doing this for their community or for other people, and it's nice to hear those things, but you don't hear those things enough, you know, especially regarding people, you know, that are experiencing severe difficulties. Yeah, first and foremost, you know, it's an anomaly that you hear of somebody working outreach at that age, you know. That's because a lot of people can't do this kind of job for very long. You know, usually it's a 5 or 10 year window before people bail.
It's taxing emotionally.
Sure it is. You know, even if you are able to manage it for a period of time, after a while it wears down on you. What really shines though throughout those times is when somebody comes to you and says, thanks for what you've done.
Here's where I am now.
Yeah, and this is what you've done for us, and we really appreciate it. You know, I hear a lot of that, and it means a lot to me.
Makes it all worth it, eh?
I wouldn't say all worth it, but yeah, pretty close.
Helps to lessen the sting of the people who go, oh, you son of a...
You have to take the good with the bad.
There you go.
Yeah, but there's more good than bad, I feel.
And you know what? As long as there's still people working for the good, then the bad will always lose.
It's funny because you'll notice that when people retire, that they seek to volunteer and help others, you know, and that's like something that everybody can be doing for the community, you know.
thankfully, the good thing about our community is that when the bad things do happen, I think it tends to knit Ottawa citizens closer together. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that someone, they're bringing them fresh food and...
I agree.
So it sounds like he was well loved. Thanks so much for coming by today, John.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure.